I'm excited to get into the Word of God tonight, and a little bit of testimony of my life. Me and my mom set foot in this church in November of 2023, and the Lord just started working on my heart, and then one morning, I got enough courage to come to the adult Sunday school, and we do the memorization with the A through Z, and it was the letter H. And it was the letter H. I don't know if anyone knows that, but it's Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. And that's where we're going to be in God's Word tonight. So if everyone would turn in their Bibles to Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. And right when I said, when I heard this verse, it was a point to me. God was like pointing to my heart. Because in that time, I was the one that was faint and I was faint and weary, and I had no might in this life, and I needed something. I searched a lot of places in this world, and I found out that this is the place that people need to be, and this is the place in God's house and God's Word where we all need to be. So we'll go ahead and read these verses, and we'll get into this message. In Isaiah 40, 29 to 31, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Let's go ahead and pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank You so much for a wonderful day in Your house, and thank You, God, for Your Word, that You preserved it and that we can read it and that we can learn great characteristics about You, God, and how You cares for us so much and that You want us to soar with You like eagles, Lord, and not to get discouraged and not to be broken down, but to be in Your will and Your care and Your mercies, God. And we just thank You, God, for Your mercy, and thank You, God, for Your Word and how that we can learn to be obedient and help us, Lord, also to learn about our sins, Lord, that we can get these sins out of our lives so that we can be greatly used of You. And I just thank You, God, for saving my soul. And I thank You, God, for saving everyone's soul here. And I just pray, Lord, You keep working in our lives and just help us to keep drawing close to You, Lord. And just give me power and fill me with the Holy Spirit when I get into this message at this time. In Your name, Jesus Christ, amen. For we see in Psalm 36, verse 5, Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and Thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Me and Ezekiel and a lot of the men went on the hiking trip yesterday. And me and Ezekiel and Tavian, we took a break and we looked up. And there was an eagle just soaring in the sky. And it was amazing. And he was in peace, he was in harmony, and he was in protection. For way up in the sky, he had nothing to worry about. There was nothing to worry about. I mean, helicopters, planes, and other things like that would get in the way, but we're talking about spiritual things. His mercy endureth forever, and that's where His mercies are. We should always be reaching for God and His heavens and to be in His will. Like I said, these verses are my life verses. This world needs to hear these verses. This world needs to hear God's Word. For we see that a lot of people are broken. People are running to all types of things, drugs, alcohol abuse. And God needs, and people need God. And kids are disobeying their parents. And there's so many people that, like my coworkers, or you look at, people are just in their phones. And we learn, and especially as a God's people, we should have God's Word hidden in our heart. For in 1 Corinthians 10, 31, whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. And doing that, when our phones can be a great use and a great tool to reach the loss for advertising, for when we have special days, when we have a free yard sale, and everything. We can advertise these on social media and things like that. But when it gets too excessive, would you say it's not glorifying God? It's not glorifying God. It can be a truly waste of time. But it can lead to sin. It can be leading to sin, and then our phones could be an idol. It could be a little god if we get on our phones too much. But we see, for the first point in this message, He gives free power. He gives free power. And we see this in verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. Oh, we have such a faithful God. For whenever we sin, whenever we get discouraged, whenever we fall, He's always there to, with open arms, to take us back. And we see that He can give power to anyone. Any one of us here at Mountain Valley Baptist Church or other churches, God can give us great power. Like Moses. Moses was a man that greatly was used of God. He parted the Red Sea by great power. And by just drawing close to God, even like the verse that we did today with James 4, verse 8, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. And that's what Moses did when he went to the burning bush. And God realized that there was a God that was so great and powerful. And by doing that, he drew close to God and His power. And Moses needed God. We need God too. And we see before a person gets saved, they are under the power of sin. They're under the power of sin. And it's like this weight of this burden and this discouragement. And there's only one way that can flee, that can save these people from this power of sin. And this power that we see in John 1, verse 12. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. It takes this step of faith to seek this power. And God will give this free power to this the sinner, but also the power doesn't stop there. The power keeps going. For we see in actually Ezekiel was kind of talking about the spirit of fear and how God doesn't want us to have fear. And we saw that in Isaiah 12, verse 2. And we also see this in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Daniel had great power. Daniel had a sound mind, for he got thrown into the den of lions for praying for 3 times. And Daniel wasn't just praying for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. No, he was praying, he was pleading to God for God's power to have a sound mind for whatever would happen in the future. Do you think Daniel knew that he was going to get thrown into a den of lions? I'd say absolutely not. But yet God knew, and Daniel drew close to God, for he needed that power and he needed that sound mind. And we need God also, just like Daniel and just like Moses, for the power that He gives for free. God also has great, infinite knowledge and understanding. For it says in Psalms 147, verse 5, great is our Lord, and great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. God has a more understanding than even us. He knows us. He wants us to draw close to Him. He wants us to seek His power that's for free. We have such a great God that He knows our every moves, and He knows our every tomorrows. In Psalm 147, verse 3, He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. For He heals the broken sinner's heart, so that one day that sinner can receive great power from God and do great things for God. And yet, he also heals up the wounds, the spiritual wounds, but also physical wounds. And we've seen that done before with and Toni Cottrell, when she had that thing that was going on inside her brain with the loose screws and everything. God healed that. God healed her wound. And we just need to learn to have faith in this power and to seek his power. So we see for the first point, he gives free power. For the second point, he gives free help. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. We all have sinned, for we know from Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For we all have fallen, for we all live in this flesh, and it's sinful, and it's warring against the flesh that we live in. In Galatians 5, verse 17, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Contrary means opposite. Satan wants us, believers, to live in the flesh, but God wants us to live in the Spirit, to be consumed by the Holy Spirit. An illustration that meditating on this, especially on verse 31, by meditating on this verse, where it says, they shall mount up as wings as eagles. God wants us to be spiritual eagles, just like that eagle that was soaring up in the clouds, way out of God's, way out of danger, and way out of sin, and in God's mercy and God's will. I did a little bit of research on eagles, and I found out that they're the top dogs of the sky. And golden eagles actually soar all the way up to 20,000 feet in altitude, way out of range of harm. Like I said, they're way up in the sky. There's no trees. There's maybe other birds and stuff like that, but they're the top dogs. But we're not talking just about physical things. We're talking about spiritual things, for we live in a spiritual world, and us as Christians and God's people, we're under attack. But when we have trust and we have faith in God, he is our shield. In Proverbs 30, verse 5, every word of God is pure. If we want to be pure, like it says in Psalms 119, verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word, his word, his word. In Proverbs 30, verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. For the ones that are going to Chicago, I'm not very familiar with that area, but just like watching on the news and stuff, I've heard it's like a war zone. And for the ones that are going to Chicago, we gotta have trust. For I don't know the areas, I don't know the people down there, but hey, God's word, God's power can save those people that are down there. God is our shield, even to the ones here in Pocatello, and we need to put our trust in him. We can be eagles soaring in God's mercy and God's safety and him being our shield, way up in the clouds of out of danger. God wants us to be eagles, but Satan wants us to be contrary to what God wants us to be. For Satan does want us to be spirit eagles. But I don't know if we have any hunters in here, but I used to go hunting quite a bit. And there was something I used to go hunting quite a bit for, and that was pheasants. And me and my Uncle Matt used to go pheasant hunting quite a bit. And when it was cold or windy, we'd just jump in the truck and we'd go get road roosters. That's what we'd call it. We'd jump in the car and we'd say, hey, let's go get these road roosters. And for they were easy pickings. They're easy pickings. And we got to learn that we know by 1 Peter 5, verse 8, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. We have right to bear arms. We can go hunting. We can have safety in this church. And praise God for that. We can have right to bear arms and that we can protect our families and ourselves. But yet, Satan is a devourer, and Satan has a spiritual shock and that wants to take Christians out. He wants to take Christians out to have God's word not be done anymore. In Isaiah 40, verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. When we sin against God, we go from spiritual eagles way up in the clouds with God. And when we sin, we drop down to be spirit pheasants for easy pickings for the devil to discourage us, to break us down, to not come to church anymore, to not do God's will, to not get into God's word, to not pray like we should. We become a spiritual pheasant for easy pickings for the devil to take us out. There's a verse, ways that we can utterly fall. In Romans 8, verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. These are opposites, carnally minded, spiritually minded. To be a fleshly minded, to have a sinful minded, or to have a spiritual minded. And we see a spiritual minded is a spirit eagle, and a carnally minded is a pheasant, is a spiritual pheasant. Maybe there's some here that are carnally minded and you're walking in your sin. And you're making that sin into a little god. And you're going to lose all of God's power that you shouldn't be losing and that we desperately need. For it says in 2 Timothy 2, verse 26, and that they may receive themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. For when we're not doing God's will, we're doing Satan's will. Satan wants to shoot us out of the sky, way out of range of God's will. Maybe some of these sins are looking at bad videos. Praise God that we're doing the Journey to Victory class to help us with our sin problems. And honestly, we need more classes like that. We need more time in God's word and God's praying for God's church needs God's power to be a lighthouse to rescue the perishing. We're in summer, and when we were on the hike, there was a bunch of runners and there was a bunch of ladies that were not very modest. And even when we're driving down the road, and we gotta be really protective of ourselves and where our eyes are looking, where our heart's going. For every time that we look at lust or even lustful thoughts or lustful thinking, we lose God's power. And we need to be people that are searching out for God's will and God's power that we truly desperately need to protect our eyes, our hearts, and our minds. And that's for men and for women. For there's women out there that dress in decency, and yet there's men out there that dress in decency too. Let's go ahead and turn to Matthew 5, verse 27. And we see in these verses that sin is something that we need to get out of our lives. In Matthew 5, 27, ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. And this is Jesus Christ teaching in this time. And he goes further into not saying, not doing this wicked sin about adultery. Don't do it. But then he goes further in verse 28. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out, cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right eye offend, if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it far from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not thy whole body should be cast into hell. For God is telling us, He's really getting in deep about this sin about adultery. But sin is sin. And we're God's people, so we need to look at even the smallest sins as sins like adultery or murder. For sin is sin. And God is saying that He wants us to pluck out our eye, but He wants us to gouge out the sin out of our lives and to cut it off. For it's serious. For whenever we sin, we lose something great. We lose God's relationship. We lose God's power. And to lose God's power, to lose the fellowship, God's chastening hand is so amazing and so powerful, and shows that He really cares for the sinner and the person that draws close to Him. And it's this truly amazing that God cares for someone so much that He'll chasten them, and that you'll get discouraged or kind of broke down. But God is so good that He's so faithful and caring for us in a deep way like that. And we need to learn to get sin out of our life. Another sin that disobeys God, and you will truly fall, bringing you down from a spirit eagle to a spiritual pheasant, and not just losing the fellowship with the Lord, but you will also lose the fellowship with your parents, with your dad and your mom, your kids, teenagers, and adults, young adults. That are find your parents, when you guys are going to the grocery store or in church, and you're disobeying your parents, and you're talking back, and you're losing this great fellowship with the parents, and then also you're losing this great fellowship with the Lord. For it says in Matthew 15, verse 4, "For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father and mother, let him die the death." This is that spiritual separation that you'll lose from the Lord. Jesus says this, "Honor thy father and mother, and if you don't, Satan will take you out of God's will, and you are going to be doing Satan's will. And then you're going to be losing that fellowship and that trust that you have with your parents. So just lean on the Lord and stay faithful to God and your parents. We need to see sin how God sees sin. For it says in Romans 6, 23, "For the wages of sin is death." This is all sin. Like I've been saying, this is all sin. Leads us spiritually dead, spiritually away from the Lord. Whenever you run to your sin, God, we should look at sin, especially when we do the sin over and over and over again. We should look at sin how God looks at sin. And it should make us sick when we sin. It should make us sick. In Proverbs 26, verse 11, "As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly." I mean, we've all had dogs here. I mean, we've all seen dogs eat their food or eat grass, and they throw it up. And yet, what does dogs do? They eat it again. And it's revolting, and it's disgusting, and it's just disgusting. And that's how we should look at sin when we run back to that sin. If that's cell phones, if that's alcohol, cigarettes, disobeying your parents. That's how God looks at it. That's how God looks at it. And yet when we miss, when we sin against God, we're losing that great fellowship with the Lord, but then we're also losing the great blessings that we'll have in this life. In this life that God has given us as a gift. It's amazing that we, even though we're small and despised, he gave us this life to be in his mercy, to draw close to him, and to even have his word. Like the translator that translated this word, it's a wonderful thing that we have a spiritual book like this that we can read and that we can learn great, powerful things about God. When we sin, we utterly fall, and we will not be where we need to be. And we can also, if there's anyone here that's not yet saved, you need to learn God's word and to get saved. And you can have victory, and you can have salvation, and God's power to rest on your soul. For we learned in the first point, he gives free power. The second point, he gives free help. For the third point, he gives victory. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. God wants every single one of us to have a victorious life in this life. To have all sins, all of our problems, to be cast out. To mount up as wings as eagles in his mercy. To be spiritual eagles and not to be spiritual pheasants. To not have our minds scramble like vomit. But to be drawn close to him. And by doing that, people out in this world will see that you're, like Ezekiel was talking about, we will look different, we will be different. People will ask, I've had coworkers ask me about, there's something different about you, Chase. And I just tell them, it's the Lord. It's the Lord. He's that good and he's that great. And when we draw close to him and be spiritual-filled eagles, it will show, and we will bear fruit for the Lord. But he also, when we see in the Bible, we see that whenever a man or a woman went through difficulties, most of the time it was a problem because of sin. It was the problem because of sin. Sin is the problem in many of Christians' lives, but yet God gives us the solution to have victory. For we see in Psalm 38, verse 4, for my iniquities are gone over my head. As a heavy burden, they are heavy. They are as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me to bear. Sometimes a Christian will start sinning, and then the burden will get heavier and heavier, and they will just forget about it. And it's truly a sad thing. And when we come into God's house, we should be observant of everyone. And when someone looks down or depressed, I feel like we should all run to that person to encourage them, to strengthen them, and to pray for them. And we see that the sin can be heavy on someone's soul. You might be telling yourself here, maybe you're not saved, or maybe you've been backslidden. God, he is great. And maybe you're here and you're saying, oh, I'm so good. I'm so good. I'm the perfect person. I'm the perfect Christian. I'm living the perfect life. We see in the Bible, Paul knew that he was nothing. Paul knew that he was nothing. Paul says in Romans 7, 24. Let's go ahead and turn to Romans 7. For we see that Paul knew that he was an old, wretched man. And every single one of us, we're born sinners, we're born into this sinful life. And yet God came to die for all of us. And praise God for that. And pray and blessed be the day when a person, a man or a woman or a soul realizes that they are a sinner. Blessed be that day that the conviction of that person's heart comes to that person. They realize that they are an old, wretched man, that we live in this sinful flesh, that there's a only thing. And Paul knew that he was an old, wretched man. And when we sin, we should say to ourselves, "Oh, wretched me. Oh, wretched me." For all of us. For we read in Romans 8, 24, "O wretched man that I am." Maybe you're here today and you're realizing maybe I'm not saved. Maybe you're asking yourself what Paul was asking. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? This spiritual separation that we could be living in, not in God's power. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. Again, that it's contrary to being a spiritual eagle or to being a spiritual pheasant. And we should always be a people thanking God for what he has done. For Paul, he knew, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord," so that we can have that great power that God gives to every single one of us that searches for his power. And if you're not saved here today, you can be certain to get saved, to have God's power, to have that to have him be your blessed Redeemer and your blessed hope. For the conclusion of this message, for the born-again Christian, we should be better to know about sin, to say no to sin. For God is our strength, and he is our mediator between us and the Heavenly Father. For he is our mediator of our prayers. For in God we should find our strength, and he is the mediator of all our prayers. So he is of all our praises. We should be praising him for everything that we give from him. Our spiritual gifts, our good health. Praise God that he gives us good health, that we can rise up in the morning and that we can seek him in that time that we can have with him in prayer. It's a true blessing. It's a true gift that we can go into his holy place and his holy mercies where he can work on us and he can show us and we can build to have that great power to be a good witness, to be good Christian brothers and sisters, and to have a good Christian life in his victory. God wants you and me to have victory, to serve God. And by doing this, we shall mount up as wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary, and we shall walk and not faint. Blessed be God that giveth us this victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead and close the service in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your victory that we have through you, Lord. And thank you, God, for your word. And help us, Lord, to look at sin how you look at sin. And help us, Lord, to say, oh, wretched people that we are, Lord, when we sin against you, Lord. And help us just to grieve, to break us, so that we can be greatly used of you, Lord. And for thousands and millions are dying every day, Lord. And I just pray, God, that you can help us to put away the sins and that we can take up your power and we can take up your mercies. And thank you, God, for being our shield. For we see it every day, Lord, that you are our great and mighty shield. And, And thank you, God, for just this wonderful day and this wonderful time. And be there for the ones that are traveling to Chicago this week, and just have a great hand in the mercies and the soul winning efforts, and help them, Lord, to be filled with your Spirit whenever they go out to serve you and to see your will be done in Chicago. In your name, Jesus Christ, amen.